This is The Janet Murray Show, episode 286.
You're listening to The Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. This episode is part of a series of on-air coaching calls with small business owners from my membership community, the Love Marketing Membership. In this episode, you'll meet Ruth, who runs Coffee and Kin, and we talk about how she can launch a new coffee pod subscription service. Welcome to the show, Ruth.
Hi.
So might you be able to start by telling us a little bit about you and your business?
Yes, I'm co-founder of Coffee and Kin, and we sell compostable coffee capsules, freshly roasted coffee beans and loose leaf tea bags online. People can either make one-off purchases or you can even sign up to one of our monthly subscriptions.
Fab, okay. And how long have you been running the business? It's quite new, isn't it?
Yeah, we only launched our website in December, so it's only been about 6 or 7 months. And we've still got new ideas that we want to launch.
And so what's your biggest challenge? What's the thing that you want me to help you with today?
Well, I've got this idea that I'd really like to launch a coffee and chocolate subscription. Mm-hmm. But before I launch it, I would love to be able to get, I have this dream that I would love 50 people signed up before we launched, so that when we go ahead, we can send out 50 boxes on the first day and we really hit the ground running.
Oh, I love it. That's my favourite type of challenge, though, like a launch challenge. I love it. Okay, yeah. Let's just talk a little bit about how the rest of your business is going. So Tell us about the other products and services. So what are the different ways that people can buy from you, and how much do they cost, and how's it all going?
So the best-selling product on the website at the minute is probably our starter pack of coffee capsules, which is £9.95. So I think people are attracted to that because it's good value. And then in terms of subscriptions, there's a coffee bean subscription and a coffee capsule subscription, which are both reasonably popular. But I just thought it might be nice to offer something that was maybe a bit more exciting and perhaps targeted at, particularly at women, because all women love chocolate.
Well, I do know the odd one that doesn't, but I think they're mad if they don't like chocolate. Okay, so let's just cover off the other side of your business first. So how are sales going with your capsules?
So the first couple of months were good because we had a support from friends and family, but in all honesty, sales have probably declined since then. It's probably not being, I probably haven't been as consistent as I might have liked to have been on social media and email marketing. So basically, we do need to improve sales.
Okay, so I want to talk about that first, because I think it's really, really important when you've got a business that you don't get, I love the idea of trying to help you sell these coffee and chocolate subscriptions, and we can definitely talk about that. But my worry would be, because it's kind of fun and it's exciting, whatever, and it's a nice little project, that you'll get so focused on that. And I think you can totally do it, but you'll take your eye off the ball with the other stuff, and you'll end up, I reckon you'll do it, like no problem. But if you haven't got your other sales strategies shored up and your marketing strategies, then you may see a hit on the rest of your sales. And, so I think it's really important that if we can just talk about that first and talk about what you need to do with that, and then this launch can almost be like a mini project that you can take on. So let's talk. I know you probably don't want to talk about this, but actually it's a really serious thing. So I think we all suffer from it. Like, we get an idea for something and we feel really, really excited about it, and then before we know it, we've got 3 or 4 streams of income, none of which are doing particularly well. Yeah. So I think if you can shore up those other streams, then you can have a lot of fun with this and maybe turn it into something, you know, that is really profitable for you. But I think if what you don't want to do is end up with, you know, 4 types of product line that aren't doing well for you, basically. So what are you doing to promote your coffee pods at the moment? What's working well?
So I probably get the most engagement from networking and Facebook groups, such as your membership studio. Also, I get good engagement on Instagram. I don't get great engagement on my Facebook page. And in all honesty, I haven't really done much in the way of email marketing.
Okay, so that's something we need to change straight away. Yeah. Because that's also what's going to help you sell your coffee and chocolate subscriptions. So that's why I wanted to take you back and talk about this first. Because if you haven't got your email sorted, you're going to find it harder to do the coffee and chocolate the fun stuff. I mean, when it comes to making sales of anything really, any product or service, the money really is in the list. So for me, and I've got a product as well, people often say, oh, do you help people with products and services, service-based businesses? Yes, my business is mainly service-based, but I also have a media diary and a book, and I do sell products. So you know, I do have lots of experience and lots of strategies in order to help with product sales. But the money really is in the list. So my media diary, for example, if I tried to just sell that on social media, I wouldn't sell many of them at all. For me, social media is just about reinforcement. It's just about reminding people that you're out there. You might do a little bit of tipping people over the edge. And I think with a product, actually, it can be more successful just selling online because people see something, they need it, and they just go, great. They go to PayPal or whatever, or they get their credit card out and they just do it. I think with services, it can actually be more challenging just to kind of do it from social media. But even so, you're probably going to make most of your sales long-term from email. So that's something we need to sort out straight away, I think. What's your target for what you want to sell of each product each month?
Oh, my life. But at the minute, we probably only have, like in all honesty, we probably have 10 orders a week. So it's really small at the moment. So my goal would be to like get 100 orders a month.
Okay. So 100 orders a month and you've got about 10. Okay. And it's a side hustle for you at the moment, isn't it? You're working on a job. Yeah.
Yeah. So I work part time and have 9-year-old twin girls.
Okay. So you've probably heard me say this before, but the industry standard for conversion is about 1-2%. So that means that if you want to sell, you know, you want to have 100 orders a month, then you have to have quite a lot of people on your list. Now, it may well be that, you know, you convert higher and some people do, but I think it's better to kind of start from there and then be pleasantly surprised if you do better than set yourself unrealistic expectations. So I often speak to people who say, I want to sell 100 of whatever it is a month. And then I say, how many people have you got on your email list? And they say 40. And I'm like, right, okay. So in terms of your email list, what sort of size email list have you got at the moment?
We've got 168 subscribers on the list at the moment.
Okay. And in terms of converting people to get them on the list, what generally works best? So you've got a product-based business. What sort of strategies work for you in terms of getting people on your list?
So the only thing we offer at the moment is a 10% discount code with free delivery.
Okay. And does that generally entice people?
Yeah, I think it does entice them. But I have wondered about whether we could offer some kind of other freebie, but I'm not sure how that works for product-based businesses.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a possibility. What do you know about your customers? So the people who are buying from you, I know you said you've got family and friends, but are you getting a sense of the type of person, you know, if they're buying from you, great, you need to find more people like them, but are you getting a sense of the kind of person that wants to buy your coffee pods?
A lot of them are like fellow female entrepreneurs. So people who maybe have their own business, work from home. So they're probably a bit like me, time poor, like busy, love coffee, juggle a million things, that sort of type of person. Love online shopping.
Okay, brilliant. So one of the things that I would really urge you to do is to change your focus from somebody who sells products and to think about yourself as an expert. And I think I've talked to you about this before, but I think about yourself as an expert in coffee, basically. Yeah. So I know that I've encouraged you to blog about coffee and to blog about coffee pods. How's that been going?
So like everything I do in business, I set out with good intentions, but I'm not being consistent enough. So I did do a blog a couple of days ago on the difference between a flat white and a latte, which whenever I do it, everyone seems really interested in it. So I just need to do it more often. So I think I need to work out whether I'm blogging fortnightly or monthly, because I can't commit to weekly.
And when you say you can't commit to weekly, how long does it take you to do a blog post?
It feels like it takes me a long time, but probably in reality, it'll probably take me 30 minutes.
Yeah.
To an hour.
Yeah. I think we can make these things bigger than they actually are. And remember, it doesn't have to be. I mean, written blog posts are great. Like, you know, for me, I've got two blog posts that send the most traffic to my website. One is how to write a press release for a journalist. And the other one is how to write an email pitch for a journalist. Also, interestingly, 5 blog post ideas. I think I've got one around that gets loads of traffic as well. So you only actually need like ultimately 3 or 4 really good blog posts to attract traffic to your website. But you could be creating content in other ways. You could be doing Facebook Lives. You could be doing videos. You know, it doesn't have to be. If writing feels like a drag, I think the key thing is you just need to be showing up and creating content, but mainly thinking about how you get found in search. The other thing as well to do with seeing yourself as an expert in coffee. and sort of coffee lifestyle. And I know that you were recently quoted in an article, weren't you, about something to do with creating beauty products from coffee? I have got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
So something that's kind of coming into my mind that you could do, if you're saying that your target audience and the people that you're selling to are female entrepreneurs. I mean, I don't have a coffee machine at home, but every so often I think, oh, actually, I think I'll get one. And I totally know that if I did, I would subscribe to get coffee pods because I couldn't be bothered to go and buy them. Mm-hmm. And if it saved me, I do a lot of my shopping online. So if it saved me having to go to the shops and buy them, I'd totally be in for some kind of coffee subscription service. But actually, if you're attracting people who are working from home, you know, they've got something in common, you could create a community around. That's what I would be looking to do, is to try and create a community around it. So could you create a Facebook group for female entrepreneurs who work at home, who just want a bit of company? And, you know, that's founded by you, and people know that you founded it because you've got a business and whatever, but it just so happens that you sell coffee pods you talk a lot about coffee because you like coffee. So I'd be trying to build some sort of community around it. I know Jessica Lorimer, the sales expert, who I've had on my podcast before, she's obsessed about coffee and coffee pods. And I was just listening to one of her podcasts before, and she was like, she was actually, while she was recording her podcast, she was like, oh, I've just got to stop and take a sip of my coffee, and this coffee is really good. And so, you know, I love coffee as well. So I'm sure you could probably find, I don't know, you know, enough people who you could almost create like a bit of a water cooler community or something like that. So that would be one idea for you. So those kind of people who do really love coffee, so to get back to the download, so yes, for their first order, they probably, you know, a nice 20% discount or something like that, or some kind of incentive. But they may also be interested in some kind of freebie download about best places to buy coffee in particular areas, or the best ways to make coffee. I mean, personally, I would probably like something about which coffee machine to choose, because I haven't got a blooming clue if I was to buy one. So if you had some kind of download, which was which coffee machine. I've never had one of those machines with a pod or anything like that, so I don't really know how they work. I don't know how much they cost. I don't know how much it costs to buy the pods. Like, so potentially there's quite a lot of information. There's an information product there, or several that you could create. So for someone like me, and it is quite feasible, I've talked before on the podcast about how much time I spent looking for a food processor, and how I went on Amazon looking at all these food processors and looked at the reviews. And honestly, I spent far too much time looking at these blooming food processors. But I'd be the same with coffee. I'd be like Googling things. I'd be trying to find something to help me. So if you had some kind of guide, which was like, you know, the ultimate guide to choosing a coffee pod machine or whatever you call them, then you could create something like that and build your email list that way. But you need to be getting into groups then. So you need to be hanging out in groups where there's loads of female entrepreneurs who might like coffee, might want one of these machines, talking about your guide. And the thing about building up your audience, it's online. It's frustrating. But I feel like you're building one lead at a time. And every day that you can say, I've added somebody to my email list, or ideally I've added 5 people to my email list or whatever, that's a victory. You know, it's hard to get people to sign up. And so that would be one thing that I would really think about. You know, I think you need to get these sales up. Like, you need to do it. You need to do it quick. And so you need to build that email list. But if building a community around you and building a whole brand, which is about, you know, kind of loving coffee and bringing people together who love coffee. And I love coffee. Jessica Laura loves coffee. I'm sure you could probably build a few people around you who really like it. I spend my mornings like working at a coffee shop, and I look forward to my daily coffee in the morning. You know, so there's loads of stuff that you could do around that to start to kind of build your email list and your sales. And I really would be focusing on that, because your social media is just like prompts and reminders. So how's that sounding to you?
That sounds good, because I do think I've maybe fallen, I'm guilty of spending too much on my social media and almost making that my main focus, where I think that's not really driving. I'm not getting enough people signed up, and I'm not getting loads of customers from that. So I think it's a good idea to refocus.
So in terms of your online, it does take a while. So then I would be saying, okay, you need to then look after the most immediate thing. Is like, how are you going to get up to 100? So I would be reverse engineering the process. Okay, so when do you want to get up to 100 orders a month by? What's your target?
Oh, I mean, I'd love to say 3 months' time, but maybe more realistic, 6 months' time.
Okay, well, let's give you a stretch goal. Okay, so let's say we're recording this in early June, aren't we? So June, July, August. What would you need to do you think? Just give me some ideas. If by August you wanted to be selling 100 a month, what could you do to make that happen? If like your house was at risk and you had to sell 100 a month, what could you do?
I could work harder. I know that for one thing. And I guess looking at the conversion rates, I massively need to increase my email list.
Mm-hmm.
I could be sending out emails to my list weekly, at least weekly. Like at the minute, I've probably been sending them out monthly.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Facebook advertising.
Yeah. You could definitely try some Facebook advertising.
I need to, it's like an elephant in the room whenever anyone talks about videos.
Mm-hmm.
So doing more, and I know videos get really good engagement on all social media channels. So I could do more video.
Yeah.
Facebook Lives. I could commit to doing Facebook Live every week. I could build my Facebook community, build a group.
Mm-hmm. So if you break it down in 90 days, if you had to get it up so that you had 30 orders, so next month, you're getting 10 orders a month, you've got up to say 30 or something in June. So let's set your target for June. So
yeah.
So do you think, like, if your house depended on your children, like, say your, sounds really awful, but say your children were ill, I would have not wished that on you for a minute, you knew you had to get 30 orders this month and you just had to be really scrappy and you had to be really determined. Do you think you could get 30 orders this month by just being scrappy, determined, just putting everything out there?
Yes, I do. I think by talking to more people, I could get more orders.
You could probably even just do it by going back to your old customers, so people have already ordered from you, by asking for referrals. Like if you literally put a sign above your desk that said, I have to hit 30 by the end of this month, by hook or by crook. You know, the other thing you could do as well is, I think we talked about this before in the group, but old-fashioned things like leafleting. Like, I know they're not your target audience long term, but maybe thinking about, you know, putting your leaflets in strategic places, maybe even like trying leafleting an area where you think there's lots of, you know, that's one of these nice swanky developments. I don't know if you've got anything near you. I'm thinking about some places near me where I think they're people who probably would have swanky coffee machines. And just putting a leaflet through the door and say, you know, do you have one of these coffee machines? Do you find yourself not using it because you can't be bothered to order the parts or whatever? Or, you know, it's too much hassle. You know, we can take that off you. I wonder if you tried, you know, leafleting 200 houses, what your conversion would be. I'm not saying this would work, but, but if you got 10 orders out of that, I don't know, that's quite a high conversion. But I'm just trying to put things out there to say, actually, this is probably not that hard. But when you're starting out, it actually sometimes is about sending personal messages, DMs, selling every day, I was talking about. Yeah. So do you think you could do that? So do you reckon in June you could get it up to 30 and then see if you could double it for July and then triple it for August?
Yes. Is that positive enough? Definitely.
I think you could. And I think, you know, some of this is about breaking it down. It sounds a lot, but actually if you were just saying, I've just got to get up to 30 and by hook or by crook, I'm going to get up to 30 and I'm just going to throw everything at it. Obviously, you're going to be gathering leads then for your next month and your next month, whatever. I feel like, and I know, from what I know of you, I feel like that's doable. I feel like just sheer, you know, and I think when we start out in business, often it can feel like, you know, we have to have all the kind of really clever marketing strategies, but actually some of it's just about talking to people. Do you have previous customers you can go back to?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have previous customers you can go back to and offer them the subscription, upsell them to the subscription, for example?
Yeah, I can do that. And I probably haven't done that yet.
Yeah. So that's one a day. So if we break it down for June, so maybe it's more than one a day because we're kind of into June, but it's only one sale you've got to make a day. Do you think you could make one sale a day?
Wow, that sounds scary, but yes, it would be fantastic to make one sale a day.
But you know, how it comes in is that you probably find you might have a day where you don't make a sale, but you might have a day where you make three, whatever. But if that is your intention, every day you're going to make a sale. So does that give you some thoughts about just looking after the other stuff? Because what I'm worried about is your chocolate and coffee. It sounds fantastic, but I don't want you to have a chocolate and coffee subscription that's kind of doing not as well as you want, and then three other things, products I want you to have. Does that give you some ideas for that?
Yeah, no, definitely. It definitely does. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to account as well. I'm going to ask you whether you're doing it. So let's talk about the coffee and chocolate, which is what you really wanted to find out about. Okay, so I mean, I love this kind of thing. So in terms of timing, when do you think would be a good time? Is there a timing issue with this?
Well, now I'm wondering if I should probably try and get like the main part of my business running better first after having talked that through with you. So say for the next 3 months, I focus on increasing my sales in the main part of my business, but say looked to in the next 3 to 4 months launch the coffee and chocolate subscription.
Yeah, because it seems to me like it would be a perfect Christmas gift.
Yes.
So it seems like it would be a really nice Christmas gift to give.
Yeah. So definitely have it ready kind of for September time.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good, yeah.
And then start, yeah. And obviously then I can market to my list, which will be bigger by then.
Yeah.
But I would still like to get, I don't know what you think, but it would be great to almost try and get people on a different list of people who were interested in the product before it launched to kind of create that excitement.
Yeah, definitely. So what I would start to do, so around August, September time, I would start to make some social media posts because by that time you've built up your engagement on social media as well.
Yeah.
And I'd start asking people, I've got this idea for a coffee and chocolate subscription for a Christmas present. Ask people, would they buy it? Start to get them involved in the process. So, I mean, when you just say to people, would you buy this? They'll often go, yeah. You don't know until you actually get them to pay you some money, basically.
Yeah.
But what I would do is, if it was me, I would start sort of posing some questions and like, how much chocolate would you want? How many coffee pods would you want? You know, this is the kind of price I was thinking. I might show them some artwork. So I might get some artwork together and ask them to vote which one they like the best. You know, just anything you can do. I might, you know, this is my strap line for this. This is my, the words that I've got in mind. What do you think? Do you like this? Or do you like this? Or whatever. Take some photos of them. Do you have an idea of what sort of chocolate that you want to put in? Or have you thought about sourcing that yet?
Spoken to somebody locally about, but I'd probably like it to be different each month. So from a different, I'd quite like to support a fellow small independent, probably a female entrepreneur, ideally.
Yeah.
And like have it different each month.
I mean, that sounds perfect. And what sounds perfect about that as well is if you can pick people who already have a bit of an audience and then you can then share the, you know, you can do the promotion together, which sounds perfect. Yeah. So you could start like asking questions like, can anyone recommend any independent chocolate makers? That's a question you can ask on social media. I mean, you can even start doing this before, but I'd say if you sort of save it until around the, you know, when it's not too far from your launch, because you don't want people to forget about it. So you could ask people to recommend chocolatiers, or you could ask them about their favourite chocolate. What, you know, do they like white? Do they like dark? Do they like whatever?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With a chocolate subscription, would they want to have all dark? Would they want to have all milk? Would they want to have all, you know, so there's no end. Seriously, keep you going for ages. So you could create so much content around it. You know, you could even on things like Instagram stories, you know, if you're going out to meet other chocolate makers to have a chat with them about possibly working with you, you know, you could put pictures up, you could do Instagram story if you're going to meet somebody. You know, there's so much that you could do to build up that buzz, and you only need to get 50 pre-orders. But this is why kind of thinking about it ahead and not, you know, it gives you some time and space to almost sort of plan your campaign. So then what I would do is I would create, I'd probably have it ready actually, is create a simple landing page. So you can use a resource like called Lead Pages, for example. You could do it on your website, but Lead Pages is a landing page software that you can use just to create a simple landing page. A landing page, if you're listening and you're not sure what that is, it's just basically a web page where people can only take what they can only take one action, or essentially two. So they can either go on the wait list for your coffee and chocolate subscription to hear more, or they can not, basically. So that's what I would create, a nice landing page. Because what will happen, once you start talking about this, I can guarantee it, you'll start to get people going, oh, that sounds really good. Have you got more details? Like, can I buy it? That's probably what will happen. So then you can kind of get people to kind of get whipped up a bit and say, oh, no, it's not going to be available until, you know, October the 1st or whatever. But I can put you on my wait list and you'll be the first to hear. And you'll also get a special rate, something like that. So the first 50 people will get a special rate on it. So that's what I would do. I'd create one of these landing pages. The thing about using something like Lead Pages, there are alternatives that you can use, is that it gives you stats. So it tells you how many people have visited and how many people have actually clicked to give their email address. So if you're not getting a very good, if you're getting a lot of people who are coming to the page, but then maybe they're not actually clicking, then, you know, you might need to change your copy, or you might need to change your pictures or something like that. It gives you a bit of information and you can make it look like it's on your own website as well, which is another nice thing. And it's all templated as well, so you can just like whack your picture in, and you know, they'll have layouts that you can already use. So that'd be the kind of thing that I would do. How does that sound as a kind of strategy?
It all sounds fabulous. I feel really excited.
Yeah, it is really exciting. And I think like partnering with other chocolate makers or whatever, or local businesses, I think that does give you potential to kind of share the audience as well, which is really, really nice. But like I say, the reason, you know, you probably think, oh God, why does she want to talk about the rest of my business? But actually, this could turn out to be your business. You could end up dropping the other stuff and just doing this. But if you're not making any money or bringing any money into your business, then you don't have, you know, haven't got any funds to fund any projects like this. I mean, you can get people on your wait list. So I would be aiming as well. This is another thing to say. You might get, like, the other day we had 42 people on the wait list to join my membership. And we have a day every month where people can join. And I think 5 or 6 people from that list joined. So actually, that's not quite, it's not a bad conversion, to be honest. But they're 42 people who took the time and trouble to say, I want to go on your list because I want to join your membership when it opens. But they didn't do it. Now, there's all sorts of reasons why, you know, there's probably things that I could improve about my copy, about my approach or whatever. But the point is that in order to make, to get 50, you probably need to get quite a lot of people on your waiting list and a lot of people on your email list. I feel like you could do the 50 easily, you know, and you'll be able to, you know, a bit of personal outreach as well. And, you know, but if you can create that buzz on social media and get people involved, so they almost feel invested, like they've created this package with you, you know, and they're excited to buy it before it even goes on sale. And you can offer a special price. So I feel like that could be really, but this is going to be so much easier for you if your email list is already, you're already building that up. If you've been building some momentum on social media, this whole project is going to be so much easier for you, and you're going to sell it out easily. But you just need to put those kind of stepping, you know, the building blocks in place, basically. So does that sound helpful?
Yeah, very helpful. You're like a wealth of knowledge.
Okay, well, I am excited to see what you do about this. And do you accept my challenge to see if you can get up to 100 over the next 90 days?
I accept the challenge.
And if you dive into our membership community, then obviously I'm there, the others are there to support you. And if you get stuck, you know, if you think, I'm all out of ideas, I've tried. And believe me, it happens to all of us on launches. Like sometimes I have launches where I'm like, I think I've tried everything. I think I've, you know, I've posted this many posts. I've, you know, done this many emails. I've done this, you know, surely there can't be anything else that I could have done. But there's always somebody out there who's got a clever idea that you haven't thought of, which is why for me, like membership communities and being part of business groups like ours is such a powerful thing. So I hope that's been helpful, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with it, and looking forward to seeing your sales rocket as well.
Thank you so much, Janet. You're a star.
I hope you enjoyed the show and picked up some practical marketing ideas. Ruth is a member of the Love Marketing membership, and that's currently the most cost-effective way that you can work with me. If you'd like to join the membership, then not only will you get access to a weekly group coaching call with me, you'll also get expert masterclasses, you'll get to get involved in group challenges, you'll also get access to my marketing library, and there's resources in there on everything you can possibly think of to do with marketing. So blogging, email marketing, social media marketing, Facebook advertising, getting high profile press coverage, you name it, it's all in there. And if you join as an annual member, you'll also get a 20-minute one-to-one induction call with me to kick off your membership and make sure that you get off to a really good start. So if you'd like to know more about the membership, I've put a link in the show notes. We're opening for new enrolments in the next few weeks. So if you get your name on the waiting list, then you'll be the first to hear when we're opening for new members.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.